It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 1.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX 93.1.
Monster Radio RX 93.1, and good morning, everyone.
Hello, good morning.
It is a Thursday.
It is a Thursday today.
Crawling ever closer to the weekend.
Yes, used to be my favorite day, but because of Throwback Thursdays, I just hate it. You're going to be faced with photos from your past that you wish you had conveniently forgotten.
And it's not always you who posts it.
For me, that's the rule. I posted that on Twitter. There should be a rule about this Throwback Thursday.
Yeah.
Can only post yourself.
Yes.
Lang,
but it's a barkada pic.
I know.
You can.
Like you and me. We're usually together in pictures. So if you decided to post a picture of you.
True.
An old picture of you, it would have me there already. So.
I know. And because.
I hate Throwback Thursdays.
And even from listeners.
I know. Yes.
Friends.
I hate you, Thursday.
And, you know. That's that. Job finder covers. So, you know, that sort of thing.
And whatever else that we did back then.
Okay. We've got a top 10 for you guys. Today, we are looking for the top 10 ways to complete the statement, ang problema sa'yo.
Oh, the worst.
Ay, nako.
Those are the words that start a statement.
Yes.
Which also start fights.
A fight.
Uh-huh.
Alam mong problema sa'yo.
The problem with you is,
diba?
Diba? Even in English.
Yeah. Whatever language, I think it's going to be.
Yeah.
So thank you to It's Me, Doki8, and OMGN, who both suggested
exactly
something
the same?
Similar.
Something similar. Cool.
So, It's Me, Doki8 says, about like, problema sa'yo or ways to answer the question, what's your problem?
Oh, okay,
something
okay.
like that. Okay, but we're sticking with ang problema sa'yo.
Ang problema sa'yo?
Ang problema sa'yo. Tsaka dapat talaga may konting attitude.
Right, right. Like you're about to start a fight.
Attitude.
Attitude.
May konting attitude dapat.
I hate that word. So, attitude.
And so the top 10 ways to complete the statement, ang problema sa'yo. If you want to join us, you just key in RX space your entries and send them to 2299. Or you can always tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Ang Problema Sayo.
Best FM radio station. 20th KBP Golden Dove Awards. Monster Radio RX93.1. Your Kikai Barkada. The Morning Rush.
Phil's Hottest RX93.1. That is Justin Bieber playing good music with, well, one of the enemies of his besties, Drake. Well, strange bedfellows, but Justin Bieber hanging out with the bad boys. Let's see now. 6:15 on the clock. You got Chico and Del starting your Thursday morning with you. Gina will be in a little bit. We got the news, right?
Yes, we do.
Any teaser before we get into the break?
It's shocking news.
Shocking news?
It's shocking news.
All right, that's all we're going to say, but it's all coming up. But first, let's get this done.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.
Hello, good morning, guys. Welcome to this Thursday morning. I have a shocking, very shocking news. Paris Jackson is in a Los Angeles hospital following an early morning suicide attempt. Details are scanned, but her mother, Debbie Rowe, confirmed the sad news, telling Entertainment Tonight that her 15-year-old daughter was rushed to the hospital with cuts on her wrist. The Los Angeles Fire Department confirmed to OMG that a call came from the Jackson family's home in LA's suburb of Calabasas Wednesday at 1:15 in the morning. The caller said there had been an overdose. According to the 911 call, the victim had taken an excessive amount of Motrin and tried to slice her wrists with a kitchen knife. Ouch. Paris Jackson's grandmother, Catherine Jackson, tells Entertainment Tonight, quote, being a sensitive 15-year-old is difficult no matter who you are. It is especially difficult when you lose a person closest to you. Paris is physically fine and is getting appropriate medical action. Please respect her privacy and the family's privacy.
But then, you know, they have never given the Jacksons
any kind
of privacy.
Any ounce, any iota of privacy. As a matter of fact, getting into their business is the business of most people.
And to be fair, they're very different. Well, with the exception maybe of LaToya.
Uh-huh.
But most of the Jacksons are really very unlike, let's say, the Kardashians, who welcome the...
Right.
You know, I mean, they don't like it when they go overboard. But in general, they do court media.
The Kardashians, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
But the Jacksons really are very introverts in
yes.
general. They're not the types who go like, hey, media, look at me. Look at what I'm doing.
Even the one closest to Michael, Janet, is
the same.
Fiercely private.
She's like makahiya, di ba? Yeah. Like every time you talk to her, her voice is so soft.
Like she wants none of the attention.
Exactly. Like she's only talking to you because she has to, but if she had her choice, she wouldn't.
And I think that's the irony of it all is that they're performers.
Exactly.
But outside of each performance, they would rather just be left alone.
They just love being
on stage for a little while, yeah,
singing for you, but that's about it. They don't really like all the undue attention,
yeah, which most people like these days.
You'd be surprised at how much they want the attention,
right?
Yeah.
Right, all right. Well, I don't know why she did it, nobody knows exactly.
Yeah.
I
guess it's just getting to her. We don't know the exact reason, but obviously, whatever it is. It's gotten too much.
Well, it can't be good for you when you... Well, one, you lose your father at an early age.
Yeah.
Two, you are the center of attention for nothing you've ever done.
Yeah.
It's not your choice. And two, it's not a whole family. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even with...
You don't know how much support she's actually getting.
Right. And more and more we understand that children need so much more guidance than we think.
Yeah.
And they need the security of a family. And... It's so trite to say, but sometimes the more traditional and the more, because that's tried and tested, you know, having two people, it doesn't necessarily have to be mom and dad, mm-hmm. but a stable family that's away from attention sometimes has the best chances of, you know, of making it.
And surviving this.
Surviving it. There you go. I'm sure we'll get more details as the hours go on
it's
throughout the state.
It's just so sad.
It's very sad. 15? Come on. That's the news. What? What did you say?
The moment you put the mic, you stop stopping.
Okay, that's the news here on The Morning Rush. Thank you for waking up with us.
Let's
get through the morning together and go through the Morning Rush traffic together.
Let's try.
Right here on Manila's Hottest, RX 93.1.
Request granted. The Morning Rush.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Radio RX 93.1, and here we go. Time for the top 10 for today. And we are looking for the top 10 ways to complete the statement.
Ang problema sa'yo.
Oh, we're doing that today.
Yeah.
Ang problema
sa'yo. Ang problema sa'yo.
So, unlike mga ano, alam mo yung mga comedian ng 80s, 90s.
Yeah.
Ang problema sa'yo.
Oo, tsaka yung parang.
I always had those lines.
It always starts. A fight. That will always
There's no
start a
way
fight.
That you don't start a fight with a sentence like that.
Yeah.
Either you start a fight or babatukan ka. Ano yung ganun?
At saka minsan nakakainis yung nag-a-apologize pero they start off, ikaw naman kasi ang problema sa'yo, napaka.
Nakakainis.
Pero nag-a-apologize sila.
Nag-a-apologize.
But I kind of see the sense in that because
meron,
without
pero,
saying that, then you wouldn't have tackled the issue that you had in the first place.
Kaya lang parang you're
but it's
apologizing.
Not an apology.
Oh, you know, but you know how sometimes
alam mo
yung kasi...
Kunyari nag-away tayo tapos bilang sinuntok kita tapos nag-apologize ako. Eh, ikaw naman kasi alam mo namang sensitive.
Ikaw, susuntokin mo ako?
Hindi, kunyari nga. Tapos bilang, alam mo naman sensitive yun eh. Ang problema sa'yo, ang sakit mo magsalita pag nag-away tayo. Yung parang, but then you're supposed to be apologizing.
But alam mo yung mga away kasi na parang there's no clear-cut winner.
Well, yeah.
Na there's no, na parang you're both like, let's just say you're in a relationship and you're both sort of
hindi, huwag ka na mag-apologize.
Huwag ka na mag-apologize kasi parang sinabi mo, kasalanan mo eh.
Oh, sabihin mo na lang ha, kasalanan mo eh. Kaya kita sinuntok, huwag ka na mag-apology.
Oo, kasi yung apology
na
yung
apology eh. Oh.
Parang, ay kasala, ay, sige okay na.
Magsumbata na lang kayo. Di ba? Or at least say, kaya kita sinuntok. Kasi, ganun ka na lang.
Better, ano, na parang, you give them the reason why you got pissed off in the first place. Yeah.
More than apologize. Because it's so weird when they go, sorry, ikaw naman kasi.
So parang, kasi you bring it to a bigger level. Like, ano, for example, sinaksak mo siya.
Oh.
Well,
no, I mean, ikaw naman kasi. Parang, I don't think so.
Yung alam mo yung mamamatay na siya.
Sorry.
Ikaw kasi. Problema sa iyo. Imagine mo na
right before he dies.
For Rene Boy says, ang problema sa iyo, nilalandi ka, hindi ka nagko-cooperate. Minsan may ganun, ha?
Right. Oh,
kung na parang you're like,
minsan kung pwede mo na sabihin yun, no? Na parang,
yung parang, I'm doing all I can, you know?
Reciprocate naman.
Oo. Oh.
Pero kasi nga, well, sometimes they really don't like you.
Oh,
yeah. Diba, if they like you, they will.
Hindi, pero meron din kasing hard to get lang, and that's really their style.
Their style. Na parang, para to get you more.
And then, when they find out that you're not gonna be there anymore, that's when they're like, oh, but I like you.
Yeah. Nakainis yun, ah.
Doon nila ilalabas yung
mga
interest.
Problema sa'yo.
Mashed Plutonium says, ang problema sa'yo, ginagawa mo lang option ng pagligo. Fat Kid Inside says, ang problema, ito dapat gentle lang. Alam mo, ang problema sa'yo, ang pangit mo.
Pero alam mo, may gigil.
Pero ang pangit, tsaka yung sobrang cute, pareho mong pinanggigigilan,
diba? Actually, that's true. Ah. Pero in a different way.
In a different way. Yung isa parang inis na inis kasi nanggigigil ka na sa inis.
Nanggigigil ka sa buwisit.
Uh-oh.
Yung isa nanggigigil ka sa cute. And also, let's see here. Callie Byrne says, ang problema sa'yo, senator agad, hindi mo pwedeng barangay tanod mo. Yeah. Sometimes you feel, diba? There's like a candidate.
Eh, pero kung ano, di ba? Mali mo, ano, nag-OJT.
Mali mo. Nako, Delamar.
Camila says,
baka mamaya mapuruiso tayo dyan.
Ang problema sa'yo, ang tagal-tagal mong malasing.
yun ang problema mo.
Pinainom kita ng pinainom eh. Pero
actually, yun ang problema ko.
Oh, yes.
Matagal ka bang malasing?
Hindi, I mean, the one who's trying to get you drunk.
Ah, yeah.
Pero ano, no? Okay. Have you ever purposely tried to get someone drunk? Just for the sake of...
No, but I've been the one who was trying to get... Someone was trying to get me drunk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because, well...
Girl.
You're a girl, yeah.
Ako, believe it or not, no.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wala. Wow, really?
No. Yeah. Never. I mean, nagyaya yung mag-inuman, but to be with them, not really to get them
not
drunk.
Not because you had an ulterior motive.
No. And plus, I've discovered really? That much later on, na meron palang ganun. I mean, like, I know that when people are drunk, they do other things. But
it never
occurred to
you
me
to put the two
together. Uh-huh. It was more like, I'd attend inumans to be with them, but it's more like for the company, not really for the...
Wow.
Yeah. It never occurred to me.
He was naive.
Yeah.
Was. Operative word
had
was.
I known.
Things would have played out differently.
In my head, there was like a conflict na parang, should I look at him better because he never planned anything? Or was he just naive? And you just answered the question.
Yeah, I just didn't know better. Yeah,
but had you known better?
No, but
you
I don't think you would try to get someone drunk either.
Saka, I was a romantic. I wanted them to like me.
Hey.
Not just because of the alcohol. Hey. Yeah, it was never just about that. I mean, of course, that's enjoyable. But
what's that?
Huh?
What is that?
Hooking up.
But I wanted them to like genuinely like me. So
and
for
did
me,
they?
The whole thing, huh?
And did they without the alcohol?
Needless to say.
Well, merong mga.
Merong mga.
Oh, tapos, just like a true
diva.
Like, nung nalaman ko na, no, parang nawawala.
Uh-huh.
It's weird. It's really weird. Yung parang you're always going after them. Tapos the moment they
you're
like you,
you're a guy in that way.
Is that a guy thing?
Isn't that a girl thing?
No, I think it's...
It's a chase.
It's a chase, a conqueror.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
And Mash Plutonium says, ang problema sa'yo, nagpapagupit ka naman, eh hindi nga buhok ang problema eh. Mukha. Mukha. And also, let's see here. Sebastian says, may taong ganito ah. Ang problema sa'yo, lahat pinoproblema mo.
Yeah.
Meron ganun.
I think at one point or another, we're all guilty.
I was just about to say, I think really smart people do this.
Lahat because they feel responsible.
Yeah, and because you can sort of analyze everything.
Yeah.
You're capable of doing that.
At saka yung, alam mo yung, like the song, The Girl with the Weight of the World in her.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just overly analytical. That's the thing.
Yeah. It's just, lahat pinoproblema mo. So, like something that's happening half a world away, problema mo. Something that's happening in the office, pinoproblema mo. Everything that's happening in your family, pinoproblema mo.
Because I think there are things that you should, pero not all.
Pipili ka na lang.
And not at the same time.
Yeah, minsan, kasi alam mo yung you have an office mate who or a barkada who feels so involved in other people's problems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Parang,
at saka too much.
Too much.
Kaya kunyari may problema yung friend mo. You know, there's empathy.
There's empathy. Yeah.
And then there's, why are you so into it?
I know, right? They're too affected.
Yeah, it's not naman your call. Like, you don't have control over it.
Right.
Kunyari, like, your friend's having problems with their relationship. Problema nila yun. You can just empathize.
Yeah.
But that's it. You know, don't be like, as bothered. Ay, iba yun.
Sulutin.
Hindi sungkitin. Panty ang sinusungkit. Hindi girlfriend.
Who says I wasn't?
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 ways to complete the statement, ang problema sa'yo, comes from Krabbylicious.
Krabbylicious says,
ang problema sa'yo, masyado mong iniisip ang sasabihin ng ibang tao sa'yo.
Well, yeah, there are people like that.
But
yeah.
Then again, like Del said earlier also, I think at some point we were all guilty of this.
Yeah.
Na parang siyempre,
you want to be liked.
Yeah. You want to be liked.
I think it's human nature that you want to be accepted.
Pero yung lahat ng moves mo, lahat ng galaw mo.
Then that's something
else. Inaano mo, ano kayong sasabihin ng tao sa'yo.
And to the negation of who you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
and what you want to do.
Yeah, what you want to do, who you are.
I guess a lot of celebrities go through this.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Kasi parang they're in the public light eh.
So they need to get people behind them.
Yeah.
They need to rally people behind
them. And let's
face
it, they will hear about what other people feel about them.
That's why people feel like Charisse is so brave.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or any other celebrity who did that.
Exactly.
Ellen did that back then.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't have as much support when she did it.
Una pa sundot-sundot. Remember in her show?
Oh, yeah.
She says she's Lebanese.
Yeah.
I have something to admit. I'm Lebanese.
Ano, chico? Simulan na natin to.
Sige, let's go.
To be brave?
Huwag na natin isipin ang sasabihin ng ibang tao. Ang papakinggan na lang natin yung sinasabi ng ating mga puso.
Which is you and me against the world.
Di ba?
Okay.
Bonnie and Clyde, baby.
I'm the world.
Okay. So there you go. The top 10 ways to complete the statement. Ang problema sa'yo, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Ang Problema Sayo.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX93.1.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monts Radio, RX93.1.
To the very green and the very young, OMGN, your request is up next.
Okay.
And great. Also Yogans.
Nice.
Right. We'll do a back-to-back request for you guys.
Okay. So, we've got the top 10 for you today.
Yes.
The top 10 ways to complete the statement, ang problema sa'yo. Saka dapat talaga maangas ka pag inanong mo pa siya.
Ang problema sa'yo.
Ang problema sa'yo. Ganon.
You know, the moment you start that, yung kausap mo, magka-close na yung tenga.
Right.
Ang problema sa'yo.
Wala nang maririnig. Okay, so let's start off with that guy marked X. Ang problema sa'yo, para kang laging may dalang low pressure area. Ang lakas ng dating mo, ang lakas mo maka-bad vibes.
There are people like that, no?
Yeah.
And then on the opposite side, there are people who are just...
Full of sunshine.
Full
like,
of sunshine, kahit may hangin.
When they walk into a room, immediately it's like a little happier or a lot happier.
Yeah.
Diba sabi nila, the life of the party?
They brighten up the...
The atmosphere.
The mood.
Yeah, the mood.
I think... Maybe it's because of their general disposition na lang din, na parang
yeah.
Because they're happy with their lives.
Yeah, they're not trying to make you happy.
Uh-oh.
They're just happy.
They're just happy.
You just get, it's like they're contagious.
And from that guy Mark X, ang problema sa iyo, feeling mo lagi ikaw ang solusyon. Hindi mo ba naisip na baka ikaw ang problema?
Oh,
that's true.
Diba? Ouch.
Diba? Yung parang, you're always, feeling mo lagi yung, okay, itong gagawin natin ah. Yung parang, hindi ba na-realize na baka in the first place, kaya laging may problema dahil sa'yo.
And because mali yung ginawa mo.
Mm-mm. At manto ka
naman. I actually read I think one of the radio ones had tweeted something or retweeted somebody who says, yeah. No, you're not the solution. You're the problem.
Yeah, exactly. And then from that guy, Mark X, ang tawag mo sa vegetables, vegetables. Paano ko maiintindihan ng mga American?
Vegetables.
Vegan, or maybe like vegetable.
I would understand pa vegetables. Kasi it's, you know, it's the way it's spelled.
Yeah.
Vegetables.
Or vegetable.
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 Kasi if, like for us, the moment you isolate the last five letters, you see the word table eh.
Right.
You don't say naman table.
Table.
Diba? Cristiano Reynaldo says, here's his version of an earlier entry. Ang problema sa'yo, pinoproblema mo ang problema ng problemado na hindi mo naman kailangan problemahin, pero pinoproblema mo.
Yan ang problema sa'yo.
Yan ang problema
sa'yo.
Naman. Diba? And that guy Mark X says, ang problema sa'yo, tingin mo sa akin ako si Superman. Pero diba, even heroes have the right to bleed.
No! Very five for fighting.
Talaga.
Who was that who said that? I think one of one music critic was saying that Five for Fighting Superman
yeah.
is a beautifully sung song that meant absolutely nothing.
Why? I thought it was beautiful.
It's weird. Because
you're showing the human side.
The human side of Superman. And,
yeah.
you could interpret it in a way na it's not necessarily Superman, the superhero, but like somebody who's really strong and really... Na parang there's always a weaker side to a person.
At saka yung I'm strong physically.
Yeah.
But what you don't realize is, like, I'm sad, I'm lonely, I'm wounded, yeah. You know? So that's the beauty of the song, I think.
I think also...
And parang there's more to me than just what you see.
Yeah.
I think explaining to people what might make Superman human.
Human.
Yeah.
Because we tend to think of him as talagang just a one-time... Meron bang one-dimensional? Or two-dimensional character.
Oh.
But not, he doesn't fear, he doesn't get scared, he doesn't
yeah.
get... Maybe he does.
At saka parang we're so obsessed with the super side of Superman that we don't see
the man side.
No. Diba?
And speaking of Superman, hey, we have a monster movie premiere.
Yes!
Next week na, diba?
Yeah, The Man of Steel, June 11th.
Man of Steel. We're giving away VIP tickets.
Our favorite American boy, the Man of Estelle. Camila says, ang problema sa'yo, yung blonde hair mo at binagayan mo pa ng blue contact lens.
Ay.
Lalo na pag hindi ba, like obviously if
na hindi ka naman talaga, hindi naman, you know how, some people can pull it off and some people just can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, you can be like super dark and obviously not Caucasian.
Yeah.
Tapos, the playing off of each other, the contrast of suddenly blonde hair and blue eyes can actually work.
Work for
some,
you.
Some African Americans, they do that. And it works. Like, let's say, Nicki Minaj.
Mm-hmm.
It's so disparate that it works. Pero yung, if you're trying to pass yourself off as that, that's the part that's like, it doesn't come off nice.
Ako, one time, I was asked if I had contacts.
Mm-hmm.
So I could know.
Ano ba huli na mata mo? Black? Brown?
They're brown. They're dark brown.
Uh-oh.
But I think in some lighting, it looks a little blue.
In the sun. In the sun. Sometimes, like, if it's
in the
very
sun,
bright,
it's light.
It really
it's
looks
light brown.
Lighter than usual.
Yeah.
But you wear contacts.
Yeah.
No color.
No color. Okay. It's the usual.
Come here, nga, let me see.
No! Stare into my eyes. Can
mga
I see?
Pasimple.
Mga linya yun, no?
Come here.
Can I see? Can I see?
Just
are you wearing contacts?
I'm so interested kasi in contact lenses because I've always wanted to wear them.
Magamit ko ngayon.
Ayun na.
Are those like the natural color of your eyes?
Tapos sinabihan ka, no? Sa laki ng mata mo, di mo ba nakikita?
Ay, nako. That's what you would say. Are those the natural color of your eyes? Yeah, they are. Really? Kala ko ano kasi parang it just looks too nice.
But it looks fake. Go on. Go on.
Diba? That's so nice. Huh? Midnight Creases. Ang problema sa'yo, puro ka parinig. Itag mo na lang kaya siya. Para, di ba?
Para tapos na.
Tapos ang problema. Tapos ang laban.
The parinig tweet of the day.
Di ba?
But and sometimes, as much as you want to directly say it, there are outside factors that
why you can't say it directly.
Okay.
That's true. And the top, way to complete the statement, ang problema sa'yo, comes from Sikoengtor.
Sikoengtor says,
ang problema sa'yo, hindi na alak ang ginagamit mo eh. Chloroform na eh.
Uy, that's illegal.
Uy, that's illegal. Grabe. Talagang ninahin out ko.
Saka hindi na inumin mo to. Amuyin mo to.
Di ba pang ano na yun? Yung mga ina-abduct?
Ano? Yeah. Pang kidnapping.
Sa mga CSI, yep. Di ba? Ganyan yep. Yung mga nakikita mo. And ano, Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's how the...
And for dissecting the frogs. Di ba? You put chloroform on a cotton ball
yeah.
And you make them smell it.
My gosh. All right, so the top 10 ways to complete the statement, ang problema sa'yo. Just key in RX space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag ang problema sa'yo.
All right, so as promised, we have back-to-back requests. First from, I think, OMGN. And then Yogan's request also goes on the air. But first, let's get some business done.
Manila's hottest FM radio. RX 93.1.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 2. RX 93.1. Requested tunes back to back for OMG and this one. And then Yogan with Just Give Me a Reason. Always a pleasure to, you know, play your requests. And all you have to do is use hashtag RX Request.
Ooh, I missed a song. I threw a wish in Noel.
Okay.
Hey, can we just thank Nancy?
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Nancy, for coming over and giving us such a nice gift.
I know. Thank you.
Oh, very unexpected, but thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hello. Good morning, guys. Welcome to another news update on The Morning Rush. My name is Del. We did promise you sweet, uplifting, just nice news.
Nice news.
Here it is. Russell Crowe was left stunned when he realized the young star playing his son in the new Superman movie, Man of Steel, was the kid he offered acting advice on the set of the 2000 film Proof of Life. British actor Henry Cavill was an extra playing rugby with Crowe's movie son, Merlin Hanbury Tennyson, in the film when he plucked up the courage to chat with his idol during a break. Crowe tells US TV show Extra, quote, I was watching the kid who was playing my son, but there was a guy in that rugby match who was a dominant player. When he came over to talk to me, I gave him an ear purely because I like watching him play. He asked me, how do you become an actor? And something in him, the way he asked, made me take that question seriously. It was like I knew he was from my tribe. 12 years later, for us to be standing in a room, I was like, I know this kid. And then for him to remind me that we'd had that conversation when he was 16 years old, and there he is now on this massive film. Well, there you go. Cavill admits Crowe's advice and the gift the movie star gave him inspired him to make the most of his acting career, saying, he gives me, amongst other things, this picture of him in Gladiator saying, Dear Henry, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Now he's playing my dad at the most pivotal point of my career. You think about it, and it's just one of those incredible things. I mean, what are the chances?
That's so cool.
It's
That's
so
cool.
Heartwarming.
Yeah. And it's like, parang, di ba, like, you're a big star like Russell Crowe. Obviously, people will be talking to you all the time. And sometimes you're like, oh, yeah, okay. Tapos yung akala mo, it's just one of those things. Turns out, you know, he's going to be a major player in the future.
I think it's a little different when kids work up the courage to talk to adults.
Yeah.
And when they ask you something, it seems just more earnest. There's no schmoozing. There's no schmoozing that's being done. They really just want to talk to you.
And I guess from the point of view of Henry Cavill, it doesn't matter how big a star you become. You remember those moments when...
You were the fan?
You were the fan. And, you know, you received... Whether it's advice or just kindness
from
people
bigger,
you look up to. And you really bring it with you. And no matter how big an A-lister you become. You will remember those small things.
And I think it's a very unguarded moment for both of them.
True.
Because it might be possible that now it's going to be a little different. Everyone's going to milk the story.
Yeah.
But at one point, it was just a story with it was, no...
It was pure.
It was not a marketing tool.
No, no, no. Not at all.
Right. I like the way he said it. Like, I knew he was from my tribe.
Yeah.
Like kindred spirit.
Yeah. Yeah. And you like know that... the same school.
No? Yeah.
And that he's taking it seriously. It's not one of those... let me think of a question so that I can...
So I can talk to...
I want to be rich and famous like you. It wasn't about that.
It was about the acting.
Yeah,
like,
the
how
acting.
Do you become an actor?
The craft.
Hey, we're giving away tickets. Speaking of, we're giving away tickets to the Man of Steel, a monster movie premiere happening next week. We're going to ask you to call us up again. Do we have a question for them? Like, you guys are the, you know, the comic book freak, so...
Well, either that or...
Make them do something.
Make them do something.
Please don't ask Chico to do this.
Come up with a rap for Superman.
A short one.
Sige,
yeah.
A super rap.
A super rap.
Ay, nako.
Chico, try.
Look up in the sky. Ay, ay, ay.
We didn't say it had to be
in the sky. Ay, ay, ay.
We didn't say it had to be hip. It was just.
It could be any kind of rap.
Yeah, just rap.
Sige,
for
let's slow it down for you.
Kahit four lines lang.
Sige. Look up in the sky. Ay, ay, ay. Ayang ka na naman, ikaw naman, Superman.
Okay, it didn't have to be good.
It has to be good.
It has to be good.
No, because at least with you guys, you have the time to actually write it down.
I know, right?
Yeah, type four lines lang.
Right.
Just four lines. It doesn't have to be complicated.
So, ganon, yung kanya yung look up in the sky, ay, 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 something, 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 and then something, something, something.
Yeah.
Ganon lang, four lines.
Four lines. It has
look
to
up in
be
the
one
sky,
stanza.
Ay, ay, ay.
Or look up Hindi in the sky, si Jedi, ito na ang tinapay.
Merong siyang anim na tinapay. Kasi may abs siya, oh, diba?
Basta something like, much better than that.
Yeah.
Much better than
that. Hopefully, you can come up with something better since you have the time to like actually write it down.
Pero not yet, ah. I mean,
not yet, yeah.
Write it now.
Yeah, and then when we give you the cue,
but wait until we ask you,
you can start calling us up.
At saka later, ah, when we go, RX, hello, launch into the rap again.
No, but Gina has to start the thing, the
sige, that'll be the beat na lang.
Ay, oh, sige.
Yeah, that's a beat.
Wow,
alright, so okay, it's all happening in a couple of minutes. Just, you know, wait for the cue. For now, this is The Morning Rush. C, D, and G together here on Manila's Hottest RX 93.1.
Alpha Males on Air. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio, RX 93.1.
Let's say hello to Mr. Perg. Hi there. Thank you for your sweet good morning text. And also to Nancy of Pabdera. Thank you so much for dropping by.
Yay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Oh, and also hello to Alan Agustin. He's tuned in. What's up,
Hi,
man?
Hi, Alan.
He was just asking when I was going to go wakeboarding.
Hello.
Yeah, that's going to be a while. Hello.
I saw your tweet yesterday.
Yeah,
he misses it so much.
I really
pero kailangan, nami-miss niya yung wakeboarding ah. Pero ang ending noon pagkain.
Yeah, hindi, before everything kasi you know what I would used to do?
Yeah.
I would wake up at 5 a.m. on a Sunday. And then by 6 a.m. or 6:30, I'd be ready and then I'd start driving out to Batangas.
Yeah.
And then I would always go through a drive-thru to buy my breakfast and my lunch. Na binabaon ko na lang.
Two in one na.
And my God, it was so tiring because like imagine waking up and then driving for 3 hours, going there and then going back.
And that's like with wakeboarding day ahead of you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I loved it so much.
Of course.
Sometimes like when I go to like the dirty kitchen area of my house now, I see my wakeboard and it's just gathering dust. I really want to cry.
Aww,
it's so sad.
I know.
But I'm so happy that like yesterday, because I went to therapy, I got to bend my knee fully.
Yeah, finally!
Yeah.
So, yay.
Closer.
Well, one step closer.
Baby steps.
Baby steps.
All right, and we've got our top 10, courtesy of It's Me, Doki8, and OMGN. Thank you. The top 10 ways to complete the statement, Ang problema sa'yo.
Problema sa inyo, binoto nyo na ba kami? So, OMGN.
I know.
You know, some times of the day we're leading, and then, you know,
we're not. But
then,
it's still a month.
It's still one whole month.
One
so
whole month.
This is not a sprint.
Yeah.
This is a marathon.
Yeah.
So, but
it's a test of endurance.
Yeah.
Ayaw naman namin ng mabilisan na.
So keep it up.
Keep it up.
And
keep
just
it up. Steady.
Just pound those vote buttons.
Yeah.
Keep pounding.
Tuloy-tuloy lang, ha?
Hey, let's say hi to Dale.
Hey,
he's
morning.
Tuned in. Okay, while we're at it, let's just say hi to both Dales.
Yeah, we always do.
Yeah, so Dale Azcueta is saying hi to you.
Good morning.
Yeah, good. Hi to you, though.
Hello, hello. And
not me.
Not you.
Oh, my
just Chico.
God. Ignored yet again.
And see, Alan was just saying, when you guys, when I go back to wakeboarding, you should tag along, both of you.
Hello, look at me right now.
Hello, next year pa naman ako makabalik
eh. Ah, okay.
Hello, hello. Party line.
Kasi uso yung hello.
Oh. Camilo says, sorry, Kido 08, ang problema sa'yo, maliit na bagay, pinapalaki mo.
Naughty. Ah,
pinapalaki mo.
Ganun
pala, sorry.
Yung anong masyadong
kasi
sexy.
Minsan okay yun eh. Maliit na bagay, pinapalaki.
Pinapalaki mo.
Yung parang,
Pera.
Oh,
right.
Exactly.
Ambition.
Yeah.
Crush lang, pero naging love.
Love.
Minsan, ulo. Kailangan eh.
Alin?
Minsan kailangan mo palakihin yung ulo mo.
It. Yeah, kasi yung pag masyadong
mababa ang self-esteem.
Exactly. Right. So papalaki mo yung ulo mo.
Madison Camille says, ang problema sa iyo, ang dali mong mahalin, pero ang hirap mong limutin.
Oh, Dale is saying hi, Dale.
Too late, Dale. Too late.
Oh, tapos ako naman yung wala.
Oh, nga, no?
Grabe.
Pwede namang ikaw pa yung nagde-deliver ng greets.
Diba?
At saka wala na eh. Inunay mo si Chico, hindi mo kami sinama. Wag na.
Age before beauty. Oh, di dapat nga ako yung last.
No! Ito. Siya naman nag-
Alam nga naman.
Sarili niya naman.
Siya talaga na lukso. Dwayne B. says, ang problema sa'yo, kung gaano ka kaganda, ganun naman kabaligtaran yung budhi mo.
Mm.
Ganun kapangit yung ugali.
Some people, like Dorian Gray.
Ah, yeah.
Mm. Diba? Dorian Gray.
Yeah.
One of the most handsome faces ever, but, you know.
Yeah.
Bulok sa loob.
He sold his soul to the devil.
Hey, sorry, can we just squeeze this in also? Can we say happy 9th wedding anniversary to Ayi and Dennis of Singapore?
Wow. Hey,
they're tuned
happy
in.
Ninth.
Happy 9th. They're actually requesting for an NSYNC track, but we can only play that on a Wednesday.
Sana yesterday.
But hey, happy 9th anniversary.
Ilad Villanueva says, ang problema sa'yo, pati ekonomiya ng Tajikistan, pinoproblema. Parang layo-layo.
Well, if you're an economist.
Well, that is true, but most likely, hindi.
Oh, kasi it seems so far away from our experience.
And, yes, Cooper is in the booth. It's not a random, like, ghost baby.
It's not a ghost baby.
Yeah. It's an actual baby.
Yes. Ilad Villanueva says, ang problema sa'yo, Thursday na, pero amoy Sabado ka pa rin.
Days ago?
And the OMGN says, that ang problema sa'yo, you don't act your wage.
Hirap yan.
Ilad Villanueva says, ang problema sa'yo, ang profile pic mo, ang pic, throwback Thursday. update din pag na
tayo. Ay, nako. But some people really do that, ah. Like, right. As in, kasi
it's
they,
like kunwari,
they gained
ago.
Weight na, or right, whatever.
And it's the sole good picture of yours. So hindi mo na pinalitan.
So napaka deceiving.
Yeah. And OMGN says, ang problema sa'yo, social climb ka ng social climb. Hindi ka naman makaakyat. Because the idea is umaakyat ka out of fakeness. Eto, hindi ka nga umaakyat eh.
Hindi ka umuusog.
You're faking it. Fake ka ng fake.
Ang fake,
fake
dito.
Ang fake, fake mo.
Sobra. Pero hindi ka naman umuusad. You're still in your bottom
rung.
Stratum.
Uh-huh.
And Cristiano Reynaldo says,
meron ako for you from Trina.
Trina.
Yeah, Trina. Ang problema sa'yo, hindi mo pa rin nilalantad kung sino si Baby Whale.
Yon.
Ang problema sa'yo, hindi mo pa rin nilalantad kung sino yung Radio 1 crush mo.
Ang
hindi
problema sa'yo, hindi mo
pa
rin
nilalantad ang
celebrity
crush mo.
Hindi, ang gano'n dun eh, nilantad na ni Del eh.
Hoy, I did it!
Well, a lot of people got it because
what?
Of your clue.
What?
Ano ba yung clue mo, Del?
Ay, nako! Hindi natin uulitin yun, ha?
The devil!
Ano ba yung clue mo? Hindi,
wala nang clue.
No, because I'll be the judge of whether or not nilantad mo nga. Diba?
Hindi na nga eh. Nasabi na natin once. Tama na yun.
Kasi ganito yun.
Ang dami na kahula kaya.
Hindi, tayo na lang mag-usap si Del.
Kasi ano yun eh. I think... Huwag na. There's 16 years at stake here.
Ilad Villanueva says, ang problema sa'yo, ine-expect ko, finally found my happy ending. Eh, legit massage parlor pala.
Ay, naku. Akala ko pa naman it's one of those like
emotional
entries na parang
sleazy
pala. In you true know, Chico fashion.
I know. You I know, get right? away with so much. Do you know that? Do you know that?
I hope that every night you pray and thank God for like, you know, letting you off the hook each and every single
naku,
day.
Naku, nagmalinis na naman yung dalawang to. Itong dalawang madudumi ito.
Hindi kasi ako.
That folks, look, aminado kami.
That folks is the definition of nagmamalinis.
Hindi kami nagmamalinis. Alam namin madumi kami. Pero mas madumi ka.
Oo. And, talaga nagte-thank you ako na parang Lord, salamat, may trabaho pa ako.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 ways to complete the statement, ang problema sa'yo, comes from Camilo.
Camilo says,
ang problema sa'yo, yung hininga at utot mo, walang pagkakaiba.
Oh my God, that's horrible.
That's gross. That's just gross.
That Dude, eggy smell.
Ay, stop it! Don't give examples na.
Oh. And it's breakfast time.
Sometimes pomelo.
No, okay lang yung, for me, okay lang yung amoy pomelo.
Huwag lang yung egg eh.
Egg kasi it's sulfuric. Sulfuric. Why are we talking about
know,
this?
Right?
Leave it alone.
He always has one of these, no?
Oh, you may gross. Oh, pero mas maraming bastos. Tas may gross.
Hey, hello to Alpha. Arden.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, Alpha.
Good morning.
Long time no.
Good morning.
Hello there, Alpha. And here we go. We've got our top 10 ways to complete the statement, ang problema sa'yo. Just key in RX space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Make sure you include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag ang problema sa'yo.
All right, we got a request coming in from Kikong Takbolero. Here's your song.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the morning rush, RX93.1.
Request granted. The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX93.1. The top 10 ways to complete the statement. Ang problema sa'yo. Thank you very much to It's Me, Doki8, and OMG.
Can I just share?
Yeah.
I'm getting all nostalgic with all the... because I'm compiling our photos from way back.
Right. Yeah.
From like the epic pictures and
yeah.
and all the celebrity guests.
It's so may kulang na lang talaga eh.
Sino ba?
May isa pang guest sana eh.
Sino?
Yun na lang talaga.
Sino ba para we can make it happen?
Oo, kasi you have
so we can make it happen.
Tinatrabaho ko na.
And then, you know, we all work as a team, di ba?
Ganito na lang, ganito
na lang. Team, eh.
Sabi niya, tinatrabaho niya. So pagdating ng guest na yun, sabihin natin, ikaw yung tinatrabaho.
Ay, ang mga ugali. Grabe.
No, kasi ako, I would gladly say who I want to guest on the show.
Who do you want to guest on the show?
Okay, Solen.
Solen, right.
Raymond.
Raymond. Gutierrez.
Yeah. Who else? Nicole Hernandez. For selfish reasons. What about you?
Me, Enrique Iglesias.
Wow.
No, hindi ako Madonna. Wow. Sige. Andun na rin lang
tayo. Ayos, Enrique Iglesias. Wow.
Ang taas ng lipante.
Ang bata. At saka ang bata ng choice. Wow.
Enrique Iglesias.
Enrique
no,
Iglesias.
Hindi, okay
Enrique
naman. Yung bata
Hill.
Naman si Enrique,
Enrique
Iglesias.
Sino ba?
Ah, yeah, Enrique Hill.
That's
Enrique
the one.
Hill.
Yeah, Enrique Hill is what I meant.
Enrique Iglesias. I was like, whoa.
Wait, is he?
I was shooting for the stars. Now with the whole Solen, Raymond, Nicole, biglang, whoa.
Enrique Iglesias.
Saka parang out of, What
the heck?
And out of everyone, like you could have said like David Beckham or I don't know.
No, because what Chris I meant Pine. Was Enrique Hill.
Is he related to chocolate? Chocolate.
Chocolate.
Chocolate Hill. Is he? Mali.
Why is thinking he? Of, nasa na si chocolate?
Is he?
Huh? I said si chocolate. Remember chocolate?
Yeah,
the, he's still here.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't
Channel
hear.
2.
If he's related to the
No, I mean the hills, like Cherie.
I don't think so.
Ah, talaga?
Yeah.
Or isn't Nikki. He related to you?
Sort of. I think my mom's cousin is the sister of his mom.
Something to that effect. I have to clarify it with my
mom. Pag nakita natin si Enrique Hill kunyari, pwede mo sabihin, "Hi, Hill."
Hello.
Hello. Ay, naku, you make my life a living hill. What the hell? But yeah, actually, no?
Si pwede. Yeah.
Si Daniel Padilla.
Oo nga. Oh. Sino pa ba?
Feeling ko kaya niya upakan.
Oh my gosh, si Charisse.
Oo.
That would be like, oh my God.
Leia Salonga.
Leia Salonga.
Oh yeah, ang dami na. Okay,
game. Hindi, pa yan.
Meron pa yan eh. We can squeeze this.
Wala na eh.
But you know what? Any of the celebrities that we've had on before, I would love to have them back.
Actually.
We enjoyed so much, yeah. Diba? Mm-mm. You know, I never...
more than others.
Yeah, well, some more than others.
No, it's true.
Because it's not any point just against
like anything, them.
Yeah, it's just...
Sometimes it's our personality.
Mga crush namin. Hindi na namin sasabihin kung sino.
But I have to say, a lot of them... most of them are really pleasant.
I know, right?
Sobra.
And they're just really fun to talk to.
At saka, even the ones na parang... Because we don't know them, or we know for a fact that they don't listen to the show.
Yeah.
Parang we get a little nervous. And then when they're here, they're like, oh my gosh, they're so nice.
Yeah, it's true.
Diba? Even when we have apprehensions.
Yeah, natatakot ka na baka suplada. But really, when they're here.
Diba?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I love it.
Tita anyway. Boy.
Okay, wait, here. The aunt of Enrique Hill is a very good friend of my mom.
It's one of those like parang tito tita but yeah. not actually related.
Yung tito tita na hindi mo na alam kung related kayo kasi sobrang close.
Because you're so close, you thought you were related but actually you're
good
friends.
That's nice.
Oh, I did that but
sino pa ba, Chico?
Did they get him here if you're like super close?
So sino pa gusto mong i-guess?
Yun na nga eh, 'di ba marami yan talaga eh. So
sino pa ba?
Top of my head
wala. Oh, sige, let's start with the networks. Let's start with the major networks.
Si Gino, pag nang ipit, ipit na ipit talaga eh.
Teka, network now.
Why? That...
Yan!
See?
Yan ang sinasabi.
Just keep him talking and you'll catch him.
No. Kasi, marami naman ha. Marami naman silang lumilipat.
Interrogation skills.
Marami namang lumilipat, diba?
So, lumipat na.
Bianca Gonzalez, she hasn't yet.
Oh, it's just
a we had a chat
with her. She has a morning show. Eh?
Yeah, that's why.
Hey, aren't we appearing on her column
this Sunday?
I think it's this Sunday.
This Sunday na, diba?
I think so.
She's so I really, really like talking to her.
Yeah. Sana she can go like after her show also. Like, maybe she can just like, I don't know.
Heart evangelista pa.
Hi,
my gosh.
Heart.
Super. Dami pa, no?
Super.
Sino pa ba?
Yun na yun eh.
Meron pa.
Meron pa eh.
Si... May nag-tweet eh. Del, ikaw na lang papabasahin ko.
Ay, grabe.
Nag-tweet ba siya?
Yung second to the last.
Nag-tweet ba siya?
Kasi yung kasabay ni Heart Evangelista.
Ano yan? Patingin.
Ayoko, natatakot ako. 16 years eh.
Ayan o, second.
Should I just throw it all away?
Second. Where is it?
Second to the last. Hello.
Ah, okay. Here we go.
Ayan.
The top 10. The top 10.
Wait, can I just read one more from Dale Kins? Ang daming issues ng The Morning Rush. Because remember, he greeted you.
Yeah.
And then I was like, why only Chico? What about me?
Oh,
and then Gina says, well, why did you greet Del but not me? So sabi niya, ang daming issues ng The Morning Rush.
Ganun talaga. Para kaming magazine subscription.
Si Georgina Wilson. Kahit nag-guest na natin siya.
Okay. She did want to guest back.
Yeah, and she did say that she
a lot of them.
Can't wait. Hey, what's up to Jarrell, who's tuned in?
Hello, Jarrell!
Who just goes, si Vice Ganda guest niyo ulit para riot na naman.
Eh, diba?
Actually,
he was supposed to.
Actually, you know,
sayang talaga.
With Vice
we were looking
kasi,
forward.
His schedule.
No, he's... It's... For, what people don't know is, it's also him who makes it happen.
Yeah.
You know, he's so sweet that way.
Grabe. Anyway, let's start off with Camilo. Ang problema sa'yo, pag kumakanta ka, yung kanta papuntang Tagaytay, yung tono mo papuntang Baguio.
North and South.
Ayaw mag-meet eh, di ba? For Rene Boy says, ang problema sa'yo, pakiipot ka pa, ibubuka mo rin pala. Sabi ng dentist. Kasi di ba yung mga may fear?
Pero hindi yun pakiipot.
Hindi, parang dentistophobia, di ba? Kasi parang...
Dentistophobia?
Dentistophobia.
That official?
Dentophobia.
Dentophobia.
What is it? Or... Orthophobia?
I have
no
idea.
I know, because ortho is bone. Orthodontist.
No, but teeth are bones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess it falls under...
Or kasi the orthodontist is the one who puts braces. Yun, ngipinophobia.
Tsaka dapat yung emphasis niya nasa pin, ngipinophobia.
Ngipinophobia. Mm. Or phobia. Ngipinophobia. Madison Camille says, ang problema sa'yo, entry ka ng entry. Puro Googled naman.
Oh,
may pinaparinggan, ha?
There's something there.
Allah.
Isa pa from Madison Camille. Ang problema sa'yo, you don't accept suggestions. Ikaw lang ang magaling. May mga ganyan. Mm. Yung parang it's always, at saka ang hirap yung, like yung teacher that you were telling us about the other day, magsasabi na parang, no, I want to hear what you think. Pero actually, hindi.
Mm.
Siya lang.
I think he wants to ferret out the people who don't agree with him.
Yeah.
And then punish them by giving them a lower grade.
Exactly.
Piling ko ganun nangyari sa akin buong buhay ko eh. Kaya mababa yung grades.
I don't think we can blame the teachers.
Oo nga eh. Masyadong consistent.
Oo eh. Saka kahit lumipat na ng school, ganun pa rin.
That guy Mark X says, sabi nung chef, Italian chef, ang problema sa'yo, ayaw mong kainin yung penne ko, tsaka yung mga spaghetti, tsaka yung mga spaghettini, tsaka yung mga fusilli, at tsaka yung mga iba-iba pang klaseng mga pasta na piniprepare ko. Ayaw mong kainin.
You don't wanna eat my penne.
No. Among other things. Kasi ayaw niya yung sauce.
Do you know what makes penne good?
What?
Hey, I'm quoting Giada De Laurentiis.
Okay, what?
Okay.
She says what makes penne good is because
it's
hollow
inside.
It's hollow inside, so the sauce gets trapped inside the pasta.
It's a tube, eh.
It's a tube.
But you know what's good also? Yung parang flowery looking thing. What is that? The parang...
Ah, oo nga.
It's like a flower type of pasta.
Yes, what do you call that? Oh my gosh.
Kasi diba meron yung parang clam, merong penne, merong...
What's a flower type of pasta?
You know that. Yung parang bow tie.
Yeah.
Ah, right.
What is that called?
Parang a bow tie, diba?
Yeah. Yung
two, farfalle?
Yun?
I think farfalle.
Farfalle.
The pabiligay? Farfalle?
Farfalle. I think.
I like farfalle.
Wait, okay.
Let me Google.
Let's Google.
Is it really said as farfalle? Or is it?
Yeah, farfalle.
I think
it's farfalle.
Farfalle.
You know what farfalle. You call it? When the
farfalle it is. Good job. Thank you, Pabiligay.
Galing, ah.
Oh,
you know what it's called? Pag pumapasok yung sauce dun sa penne.
I'm scared to ask.
Penetration. Kasi it penetrates the pasta. That's what it's called.
Gino, kaya niya ilusot eh.
Kaya
niya itawid yan eh.
Bakit? Hindi, that's what
actually,
it means.
As is, tinawid niya na yun.
That's what it's called. Penetration. Meron naman tayong entry sa Kikai Dictionary.
Oo nga eh. Diba? Penetration.
Yung isa, judgmental.
Judgmental.
We should
ito
come
naman,
up with a list
penetration.
For this.
Kasi
bow tie pasta, stricetti.
Stricetti.
Oh, but this is farfalle.
Yeah, farfalle.
Oh, yun.
Farfalle. Farfalle pasta.
Yung parang clam.
Clam pasta.
Clam pasta.
Yung parang ano, shell. And then,
I've seen that eh. Yung parang mukha siyang clam.
Parang siyang clam.
Let's see.
Clam-shaped pasta.
Clamay. Tapos may chocolate sa loob.
Clamay.
Clam-shaped.
Linguini.
No. Linguini's different.
Clam-shaped
pasta. Sorry, na-excite ako eh. Bakit ba?
Okay, here we go. Unahan,
is this
si
real? Pipi pasta?
Pipi! That's my favorite. Ah, kasi clam.
Oh my God, my lordy! Chico Garcia.
Oh my God. Vongole?
No, vongole is clam flavor.
Yeah.
Clam-shaped.
That's the sauce. Vongole is more like the sauce.
Wait, hold on. Fettuccine, linguine, lasagna.
Nakato yung word na vongole, no? Parang...
Vongole!
Parang...
Orecchiette? Little ears?
I don't know.
Orecchiette?
Wait, okay. Vermicelli.
Orecchiette, I think orecchiette.
Spaghetti, bocatini.
Bocatini, I like that.
I know, right?
I think that's my favorite.
Linguine, fettuccine. Huh?
Shells. It's also called shells.
Shell pasta.
Tubular. Shells. Oh, yun lang.
Shells.
I think we're on the same site. Are you on ItalianCookingMadeEasy.com?
No.
Okay.
Hey, the big penne is called...
Wow. Rigatoni.
No. Manicotti.
How come
Manicotti?
Manicotti, which is used for cannelloni.
How big is this penne?
As big as you want.
Ma,
so,
ma,
depending on what you want to stuff.
About 1 inch long yung rigatoni daw eh.
4 inch.
Oh,
it's
wow.
It's a 4-inch tubular noodle.
Totally tubular. Well,
is it stuffed?
Yes, it has to be.
Because yeah, otherwise, no it wouldn't be. There would be no
there's
taste.
There's no point in making a pasta like that. You're not going to
stuff. Small penne, anong tawag?
Penne.
Penne.
Penne lang.
Mm-hmm.
Means.
Is there
penne.
A size?
Apparently, penne means feather.
A feather. Mm-mm.
A short pasta about 1 to 1/4 inch long. So tubular in shape.
So penne is feather. E kung feathers?
Tawag doon bastos.
Multiple penne.
Tawag doon bastos. Tawag doon ano.
Paano kung ano? Dalawang flavor, so double.
Oy, there's also ano.
Double. Double Gino. Flavored penne.
Tumahimik ka na.
Gino.
Double flavored penne.
I can't believe this.
What do you call it when penne has two flavors?
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Ano yung favorite pasta ni James Bond?
Ano?
Money penne.
Money penne. Money at penne.
Money pe.
Ay, nako, kayo talaga. I swear. Ay.
Money penne.
O kaya pag ano, pag may Italian na parang nakatulala, ano sasabihin mo?
Ano?
Penne for your thoughts? Ay, nako.
Okay.
Wait.
Hey, there's one pa.
Oh.
The cavatappi.
Hmm? Cavatappi?
Cavatappi. C-A-V-A-T-A-P-P-I.
Ah, yung parang spiral?
Yeah, the corkscrew.
Ah, di ba usually yun?
Corkscrew. No,
cavatappi.
It's different.
Iba pa.
This is a corkscrew-shaped pasta. Fusilli kasi is spiral.
Mm-hmm.
This is parang ano siya? Well, kind of similar, but not quite.
Ang dami nga eh. Like, there's fusilli, there's
ayoko
campanelle.
Ayoko ng Italian food eh. Masyado
hindi, kasi
kong...
it has to be tubular.
Ah, oh, that's okay.
Tubular
I
na spiral. Uh-huh. Unlike fusilli.
A ravioli.
Ravioli.
I don't like Italian food kasi lagi kami namadali.
Pasta! Pasta! Knew it.
Okay, pasta. Here we go. And the entry that caps off the bottom half and the top way
the top
to complete
na lang,
the
top na lang yan.
Comes from Dwayne B.
Dwayne B says,
ang problema sa'yo, lahat na lang soulmate mo. Napakalandi ng kaluluwa mo.
With some people, it seems like it's true.
Diba parang lahat
parang
na lang.
Every relationship that they get
hey,
into is
soulmate niya.
I
soulmate.
Read this on one of the sites. They say that the average person will fall in love 7 times before they get married.
What?
Yeah, 7 times you will fall in love before you get married.
Ako parang 2 pa lang. 3?
But
three.
You're not the average person.
Oh, wow.
You're the average weirdo, but...
Mm. Wait, 7 times?
7 times.
Oh my God.
Hindi, parang ang hirap i-ascertain nung...
No, this is on average.
Crush lang.
Yeah, of course. There are... But this site says the average person will
yung
fall,
major
in love
fall in love
7 times before they get married.
Hmm. Ay? Ano tawag mo daw sa ano? Sa poser na Italian?
Na Italian? What?
Impasta.
Ay, no.
Thank you, the family guy.
Impasta.
Oh, ito, si Cristiano Ronaldo. Did you hear about the Italian chef that died?
Do that again.
Sorry.
Do that again.
Did you hear about the Italian chef that died?
What?
He passed away.
Oh, galing. I love it. Hey, Fishmark says, for us, Dr. Marchie Holmes says, 5 times daw. Sa alam. Lalaki. Sa lalaki, sabi ni Dr. Holmes, 5 daw.
Yung falling in love.
Falling in love.
So, paano ko lumampas ka na? Ah, average nga pala. Sorry. Whoops.
Tsaka may ano ah, yung mga may movie na lumabas, mga chefs na mababilis mag-drive.
Fast and Furious.
Pasta
Purios.
Parang naging Chinese.
Chinese.
Inisip ko na nga, pwede rin Kung Fu Pasta.
Pwede rin
Kung Fu Pasta.
Pwede rin
Kung Fu Pasta.
Diba? So there you go. The top 10, ang problema sa'yo. Ito na naman, parang nakainom na naman tayo.
Ako.
Just key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include #TheMorningRush and #ang problema sa'yo.
I thought of a joke kasi hindi ako maka-join.
Oh, go.
It's so bad.
Okay, go.
Let's hear it.
Go
it's
for
so
it.
It's so bad.
Yeah, come on, bring it. Bring it.
Yeah, it's a new low.
Okay.
What's the hardest pasta flavor you can order?
What?
Carbonara.
What?
It's so bad.
Oh my God, kasi nara. That is horrible.
Okay.
That is the single most horrible joke I've ever heard.
I warned you, right? I warned you. It lived up to its hype. Right?
As in, literally, sumakit yung ulo ko after.
Nara.
Wow.
Galing.
Palalaan tayo ng ano, pasta ang joke.
Oh, sige.
Ano? Sige, mag-isip kayo. You're really bad.
Nag-isip oh, sige. Na ako eh.
Ano sabi nung Italian extraterrestrial nung gusto na niya umuwi? Spaghetti phone home.
Kahit na wag na spaghetti. Ziti.
Ziti
phone
home. Oh my God, Del, so good at this.
Yay! I'm good at something.
Yeah, you're good at being horrible.
Ay, hindi, dapat sinabi mo, ano, sino yung ano,
yung pasta Bossa na. Nova.
Bossa Nova.
Ziti.
Diba?
Can we stop there?
Oh, sige.
Sige na nga.
Sige
wala
na.
Ka ikaw.
Pero nag-iisip pala.
Okay, ikaw.
Wait, I'm thinking pa eh. Give me a type of pasta. Ah, okay. Kaninong pasta ka magsusumbong?
Kay Tulis.
Tarturfo.
Hindi ba tartufo? Tsaka hindi pasta.
Hindi, meron ano, meron.
Ah, the tartufo. The,
yeah, the tartufo. The It's a type
yeah,
of
yeah, yeah.
Eh.
It's the sauce.
Yeah, the sauce.
Ah, tartulfo. The sauce.
Tartulfo.
Tartulfo.
It's
an oil. Isumbong mo kay tartulfo. It's an oil, di ba?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, tartufo sauce.
Tartufo.
Okay. Para sa ano? Pagong na sinusumbungan mo. Tartulfo.
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 Okay, oh, we gotta end this, guys.
What was that?
I don't know. That whole episode,
what was that?
Whole...
But it's not us. You're looking at it from afar. What was that?
Okay.
What a train wreck.
Let's stop this and take the break.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino. RX
93.1. It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush. Part 3.
Hey, guys.
Yes.
Remember Mr. August Benitez, the head of ABS-CBN sales?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he offered that we could get a copy of our video.
Pero magkakakitaan niya.
He said he would sell it to us, but he tweets 4 minutes ago, he says, because you've made my day in so many good and bad ways, your chart-topping video you'll get for free.
Oh, wow.
We'll get it for free. Yeah. Sir, thank you so much in advance, and we will be expecting it.
I know.
All right, here we go. 8:36. Make that 8:37 on this Thursday, June 6, 2013. We're sending this out. He didn't request for it, but I'd like to send this out to Mr. Perk. Here's your song.
It's the Morning Rush!
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio, RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today, courtesy of It's Me, Docky8, and OMG. And thank you very much. The Top 10 ways to complete the statement. Ang problema sa'yo. Let's start off with Dwayne B. Ang problema sa'yo. Ang mahal mo. Pwede ba in pasaload ang bayan?
Mahirap pagkasya. Hey, hello, Kat!
Oh, Aero? Hello,
yeah.
Hi, Kat!
So she's going, shall we shop soon for the OMG Awards?
Naku, ito na naman eh. You know what? The last time when she was asking us to shop for the OMG Awards before,
yeah.
I was telling her, pwede mga a couple of months from now para mas payat na ako. Yet again, I will use that spiel.
But you busted your knee, so.
No, I guess that's true. I think that's my biggest excuse now.
We're gonna milk it for all it's worth. But hello, Kat. Yes, again, we'll play your. She requested for a tune.
Okay,
cool.
Hi, Kat. And also, Marjam says, "Ang hirap sa'yo. Ang galing mong mang flood ng timeline. Pero pag timeline mo naman ang na flood, nagpaparinig ka." So about flooders shouldn't be too noisy when other people are flooding.
Right, because you're doing the same thing.
Yeah. Don Camote says, ang problema sa'yo, nakatutok pa lang, umaaray ka na. Huh? Your injection.
Ah, yeah. I know people who are like that. They're scared of pricks.
Yeah. Hintayin mo man lang pumasok and then go, ah! Kasi pag nakatutok, wala pa eh. The skin hasn't broken yet.
Can I just tell you that every time I get a blood test, I always try to look when they're piercing the skin already,
mm-hmm.
to know if
you should react.
Hindi, I want to see how it goes. Because some people look away, and I used to look away. But these days, parang, I want to see. You're piercing my skin. Ugh.
I actually like looking at it when I know, when they draw blood. Mm. And I always giggle.
On you?
Yeah.
Why do you giggle?
I don't know why. Parang I get kilite na hindi. I mean, obviously, you feel the prick at first. Like, chikaw. And then you're like... And then
it's
I see
so
it, and then
strange.
I get weirded out.
That's so weird.
Because I always thought that my blood was a little bit lighter. But it's dark red, diba?
It's dark red.
Yeah, but lang. It's weird lang.
Oh, Jay Ryan was greeting Victor Basa. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
That guy, Mark X, says, ang hirap sa'yo, matapang ka lang sa Twitter. Tara, square tayo sa quadrangle, 4 p.m. after class.
Nah. Oh. Pero yung sa amin dati, banyo eh, pag ganyan.
Ay.
What do you do?
Ay.
What do you do?
Sa banyo.
Momol.
Iba yata ginagawa sa school nyo.
Angel Rain says, ang hirap sa'yo. Mahilig ka mag-shirtless. Pakita ng abs. Tsaka yung nakatrunks ka lang. Nakaka-turn on tuloy.
Bye.
So, kunyari galit.
Kunyari lang.
Oo,
kunyari.
Marvin Dabu says, ang hirap sa'yo, ang yabang-yabang mo dyan sa iPhone 5 mo. Dual SIM naman.
Huh? So it's fake?
It's fake.
Okay.
That's why.
Wow.
I miss my iPhone 5.
Diba? Leify says, ang hirap sa'yo, mahal mo lang ako dahil sa kotse ko. Sana Transformers na lang na sinuta mo. Yeah. Since you're so with the cars. Mad Matt Mark says, ang hirap sa'yo kung kailan ako naging seryoso tsaka ka naman nagloko.
Oh no, but that happens.
It happens.
I guess that's karma.
Yeah. Kasi hindi ka nagseryoso nung...
Now you feel
now
how
you
other
feel,
people
yeah.
felt with you.
Yeah. And OMGN says, ang hirap sa'yo, you're trying too hard to fit in. Why fit in when you can stand out? That's a good point.
But, you know, that's always the plight of superheroes.
Yeah.
That they don't want to be super.
Mm-mm. Maybe. They just want to be normal people.
Remember the
Maybe
Incredibles?
Maybe everybody just wants to be normal.
Yeah.
Remember the Incredibles? You yeah. know, the supers is what they call them. And then yeah. they try to hide them in like these little small towns to make sure that they don't draw attention.
Yeah.
So it's so complicated because you want to stand out. But at the same time, when you do stand out, you want to fit in.
Yeah.
What do you really want?
I know, right? But that's, you know, that's a trade-off. And Chenong says, ang hirap sa'yo, hindi sa hindi mo kayang mag-move on. Ayaw mo.
Agree. Even when you think you want
when,
to.
When you feel that you can't move on.
Yeah.
Sometimes you like the drama. You like the feeling slighted.
That's
feeling.
True.
Kasi once you're in that stage, you're the star of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Diba?
And, you are the star of your own telenovela.
Exactly. Yeah.
And from Random Tony, ang problema sa'yo, lahat ng kaaway mo, gusto mo, kaaway din ng friends mo.
Yeah, that's not fair.
That's not fair.
Because what if that kaaway of yours had, you know, did nothing wrong to your other friends?
Right.
True. And Alexa says, ang problema sa'yo, kung makakain ka dito sa bahay, ginagawa mong yaki mix ang pengnang.
Buffet.
And Avria Chocolat says, ang problema sa'yo, social climber ka, mayaman ka sa gabi, palautang ka naman sa umaga.
Ouch!
Living a lifestyle that you can't sustain.
Yeah.
That really hurts.
Mm-hmm.
And the top, way to complete the statement, ang problema sa'yo, comes from Cristiano Ronaldo.
He says,
ang problema sa'yo, ikaw ang kabaligtaran ng makahiya. Mahawakan ka lang, bumubuka ka naman.
Oh my God.
Because makahiya is the other way around.
Yes.
You touch it.
You're a little too comfortable.
A little bit. Yeah. A little bit. So the top 10 ways to complete the statement, ang problema sa'yo. Key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag ang problema sa'yo.
All right, guys, let's send this out to Kat Era who's tuned in today. This is her request. Kat.
Manila's Honest Monster, the RX93.1,
like
Esther Dean and Chris Brown would drop it low. Esther Dean in Pitch Perfect.
Yes!
Was
Perfect.
The lesbian.
The black girl. Diba?
Yeah.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Esther Dean.
Esther Dean, who?
No bed.
Wala ng bed.
Wala ba? yesterday.
All my troubles seem so far away.
Away.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. The top 10 ways to complete the statement, ang problema sa'yo. Let's start off with kumagaw. Ang problema sa'yo, mahilig ka sa kano. Ikaw naman, mahilig ka sa DJ, sa Radio 1. At ikaw naman, sa Chinita.
Anong problema
sino
kaya
dun? Sino kaya yung mga yun?
Anong problema dun?
Wala naman problema dun.
Parang okay naman.
Oo, wala naman sama. And also, okay, let's see here. Chenong says, ang problema sa'yo, dun ka lagi kumakampi sa panalo. Stick to one ka rin.
Mm, yung parang bandwagoner.
You never have like a...
Ano? Balimbing.
Yeah. Exactly. And Kay Alexandria, ang problema sa'yo, wala ka nang pang-enroll. Pinaglalaban mo pa din yung iPhone 5 mo.
Oh.
Live within your means.
Mm-hmm. Madison Camille says, ang problema sa'yo, sorry ka nga ng sorry, lagi mo namang ginagawa.
Yeah, I don't believe in those sorries
That's
anymore.
That's not a sorry. Yeah.
They just want to get out of...
trouble.
Yeah, the consequence of what they did, but they're not really sorry. Otherwise, they shouldn't do it again.
That's
yeah.
true.
And Ilad Villanueva says, ang problema sa'yo, ang presilis mo, inagawan ka when alam mo naman, never siya naging sa'yo.
Oh! Wow. That's quite a spin doctoring that happened there.
Sobra yun, ha? Kittredge says, ang problema sa'yo, pinagpipilitan mong straight ka. Eh, pati anino mo may rollers. Yung nakatodo match outfit ka, pero anino mo may rollers. Tapos may 90.
90.
And also, let's see here. From Don Camote, ang problema sa'yo, mabilis ka mawet sa underarms. Lagi kang jabar, di ba? Kaya parang nakakadiri. Mag-deodorant ka. Ang mura-mura lang ng deodorant eh. Fortunato says...
Grabe to, no? Uh-huh. Alam mo, every day na lang na ginawa...
He gets braver.
I mean, usually, that's
sabi
a good
ni,
thing.
Ano, sabi
alam mo, ni Sarah Bareilles.
Sarah Bareilles.
Parang hindi brave ang tawag doon.
Wait, foolish.
Wait.
Foolish.
Sige, wait. Actually, let me just look for the word.
Sige, go. And,
kung merong kantang bluer than blue, merong greener than green.
Yun yung
ikaw yun.
Fortunato says, ang problema sa'yo, pinapakilig mo ako masyado eh. Nakakainis ka talaga.
Yung may gigil na.
Napakilig mo ako masyado eh.
Nakakainis ka talaga. Brazen.
Kaasar.
Brazen. That's the adjective.
As opposed to brave.
Brave is okay, but ito excessively bold. Mm. In more ways than one.
Mahilig mag-bold.
Nag-bold. Nag-bold ka ba sa bahay?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But you have people in the house with you.
No. I mean in the room. Obviously. Not in the house.
How
come you never invite us?
Precisely because.
Diba?
Makapaglagay nga ng nanny.
Because I know you used to. I don't know if you still do. Because I remember you mentioning it before.
When you live alone kasi.
Sarap, diba? Like you feel...
Ang sarap talaga.
And literally, that's one of the things that I really look forward to. The minute I get home, I'm like,
you don't care.
Strip off.
Naked.
Yeah, and nobody cares.
But believe
nobody
it or not,
sees.
I don't. I like walking around naked, but I don't like lying down in bed naked for some strange reason.
Ako, I love like playing PS3 naked.
Ay, hindi.
Sort of feeling eh. But obviously, I can't do it as much as I used to because there are people
in the
house.
Kasi may housemate ka, diba?
Walking around, yes. But not...
No, because when I lived alone, I didn't even have a yaya. I had a cleaning lady
who
came
to... You had a big window, though.
Yeah, but I had curtains.
Oh, sabagay. Same here.
Kaya nga ano eh. Merong extra income si Del nun eh. Pay-per-view.
Bumubukas-bukas yun.
Pay-per-view yan. Pay-per-view.
Hindi, wala na mo makakita sa akin because I'm overlooking one of the valleys before. Mm. So, they're on the... Because I'm on a cliff. So, taas ko eh. I don't think they would see me.
They would.
No.
I was on the 30th floor and people still got to...
Hindi, alam mo yung style
ni Del. They would still be able to.
Ang ano, dun sa mailbox niya, merong sobre na may money sa loob. Tapos nakalagay yung anong unit para dun siya haharap. Ganun lang.
Ay, nako.
Sorry.
Totoo si Ilad. Ganun ba? Dude, laro tayong PS3.
Dude.
Halaga to?
In the guise of dude.
Dude.
Leifi says, ang problema sa'yo, post ka ng post ng pic mo with a caption, hashtag, no filter. Eh, halata namang ginagamitan mo lagi ng Nashville.
Is Nashville the gentlest of the filters?
I think it makes your skin lighter. Eh.
Actually, lighter ang Nashville. Tapos meron pa yung
Valencia?
Valencia is the pinaka-mild.
X-Pro kasi makes it darker, diba?
Ah, X-Pro.
My favorite is Early Bird.
Me too. Medyo ano siya, parang vintage
yung
labas.
I love X-Pro.
I hardly use X-Pro.
When it's dark.
Sobrang contrasting.
Or Amaro?
Amaro, yeah. Ilad Villanueva says, ang problema sa'yo, panay ang reklamo mo sa gobyerno, pero magbayad lang ng tamang buwis, hindi mo magawa.
Hey, you know, we have a request. We have a lot of requests. Requests for songs, requests for greets. But OMGN has a different request for today. And it's, sana daw sa end ng show, Kinky Hotline ulit.
Si Del lang naman yung hindi nag-ano
eh. What?
Kami gusto namin.
Oo nga naman.
Ayoko ko nga. Tapos
ngayon pa lang
eh. Tapos sasabihin nyo, ayaw, bastos talaga. Of course not.
Kasi ngayon.
You know, your kabastosan naman isn't in the way you say it. It's the content of what you say.
Oh yeah. Oh, bilis, go. Tumawag ka.
Ayoko! Kinky Hotline, hello.
Why, hello there. How are you doing tonight?
Yes, Becky. What can I do for you?
Bakit pa napaka-judgmental mo?
Ang feel.
I know.
What?
Okay, let's actually try.
To be sexy.
To sound sexy.
Try, ha?
As in try career.
Try lang to, ha?
Ano to? Three-way?
Career?
Go.
Three-way? Sige, three-way.
Three-way calling. Isa.
Hindi, okay. Three-way. Three-way
so,
para
gusto mo yung two girls ang kausap mo?
Okay.
Oh, sige.
sige. Para fantasy.
Kaya yan.
Oh my gosh.
Go. This is a really weird sounding telephone.
Ano, ikaw ang gasa.
Kinky Hotline, hello.
Hello.
But there's two girls.
Can I just talk to one girl instead?
No, two girls.
Two girls.
So.
Say two girls.
Two girls.
Can we just do this again?
Come on, go.
Okay.
Go. Kinky Hotline, hello.
Hey. What are you doing here?
Surprise, two girls.
How come there are two of you?
Because...
I'd rather talk to the other one. Can you please shut up?
Mabilis, continue lang. Walang titigil.
Yes, we can shush him, her, up.
Huling-huling eh.
No, you talk to two girls. Two in one. Some coffee.
Oh. And shampoo.
Okay. And shampoo. Well, I guess I'm feeling a little bit lonely.
We have the medicine for that.
Why do you sound like Yoda?
You want lonely? You want the antidote?
Can I please talk to the other girl?
I have the antidote to lonely.
Oh my
Here
God.
In my panty.
Parang naging Jackie Chan bigla.
Did you hear
it, my panty?
Did you hear what he said? He said, I have the antidote to lonely.
Hear it, my panty! Hindi ka sumasalo, Del. Dapat ano tayo
That is the quote of the day.
I'm gonna use that.
Oh my God.
Are you lonely? I have the antidote for lonely. And it's here in my panty! Okay. Oh my God! I can so use that. Okay.
Diba ang ganda?
Kinky Hotline was brought to you by YC Bikini Brief. YC Bikini Brief.
Ay, nako. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 ways to complete the statement, ang problema sa'yo, comes from Jeggergy.
Jeggergy says,
ang problema sa'yo, mahal na kita. Eh, teka. Problema ko pala yun.
No! You like yung mga ganun.
Ang ganda!
You start off angry na parang nakakainis ka eh. Bakit? Kasi...
Hindi ba that the Robin Padilla.
Yeah, the Robin Padilla approach.
Very Robin Padilla.
So, may problema ka?
Ako?
Oo. Are you lonely?
Kasi.
I am the antidote for lonely.
For lonely,
here in my panty! Nothing could be unsexier than that.
Tsaka yung boses,
in my panty! Run away
with the... the Wicked Witch of the West.
Sexy put naman
the,
na.
Na. Ay, put no, the phone down and run away.
Bakit sexy naman na?
Good God.
In what world was that? Oh my gosh! That's a pretty girl. Pretty girl rock.
Pretty girl, thank you. That's me. Okay, okay.
Pretty girl. Pretty you, girl, Chico, yeah. You're such a pretty girl.
Okay, so...
Don't forget, if you're lonely, the antidote is there in his panty.
I don't think I'll ever forget that.
No.
You know, right. People are just saying that the kinky hotline should be a regular portion of the show.
It has to be a regular portion. Tapos, last hour.
Let's get actual callers.
Sige, let's get actual.
Oh my gosh.
Tapos has to be sexy. All three of us have to be sexy.
Tapos, or ano. One caller, tapos rotation.
Hindi, tsaka hindi. Meron tayong mga code names. So, sasabi na, who would you like to speak to?
Right.
Meron tayong sexy names.
Oh my gosh.
Ayun, perfect.
Ano ba sexy names natin?
Well, I had one na before eh. Sofanda. Tapos the last name, same kami ni Courtney.
Ay, hindi pwede yun eh.
Pero sinabi namin on air yun dati.
Talaga?
Yeah, because Courtney Arquette Cox. That's her last name. C-O-X.
So, Arquette.
Ah, so Fonda.
No, Arquette.
Arquette.
Ay, nako.
It's okay, let's think of ano. Let's think of our sexy names.
Ano?
Ako si Kembutido.
It's almost as sexy as your previous statement.
Pero nakakagutom.
Kembutida pala. Kembutida.
Kembutida.
Kembutida Morcona.
Gutom much?
Para puro pagkain.
Hashtag, gutom na.
Si Kembutida Morcona.
Na masarap. Parang pagkain.
Oo, ako. Ang sexy name ko.
Kembutida Morcona.
Ako. Nakalimutan ko eh.
Ano?
Ako, di ba may Maria Ozawa?
Yeah.
Ito, Maria Osana!
Ay, nako.
I'm sorry, that's the best I can do.
Corny.
Ay, nako.
Ibang level ng corny.
Tsaka you just quite don't know where it's gonna come from. The corniness. We'll think about it, okay? We'll think
Fishmark,
about it.
Fishmark has a suggestion. Why don't we do the top 10 sexy code names?
And then get it from there.
And then get it from there.
So, di ko pwede gamitin yung
Embutido Marcona. No, you keep it. It's a keeper. It's a keeper.
Embutido Marcona.
Embutida Marcona.
All right, we're going to take this break and then come right back with the top half of the top 10. But first,
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the final top 10 for today.
I can't recover.
What? Still thinking about your panty.
Yeah.
Really? Hey.
Okay, so actually, Gino Garcia was saying, hindi na ako madalas makapakinig ng The Morning Rush. Nagiging slow na ako sa mga green jokes.
Oh, but why? Who comes up with green jokes?
I know, right? I don't see the connect.
No green jokes allowed on the show. It's not allowed.
Quite wholesome here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Here we go. Let's do the top 10. Can you greet?
Yeah, sure. actually, let's just say hello to a bunch of people who are tuned in. Belated happy birthday to Mariturla. And to Nanay and Silent Rushers from Pinoy PS, that's coming from Frugelicious. Let's also say hello to Zero Ice, who says hello to Sel Martinez and the employees of Verifone. Good morning. Let's also say hello to Amherst Urain, who says hello to Cabbage Patch of Rising Tide, and I am Rose Maligaya of Starcom. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning. And then Kiko Monster in Japan was saying, kahit long distance, tatawag ako makausap ko lang si Kembotida Morcona.
Okay.
All right.
Hello to Mersky Alex.
Yeah, hello.
Amherst is congratulating all the runner rushers for finishing the Run United 2 over the weekend and welcoming him to the group. So congratulations.
Good job.
Wow, the James Harold saying, hello, Kikais. Aloha from Buhi, Camarines Sur.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Cool. Good morning.
Okay, here we go. The top 10 ways to complete the statement, ang problema sa'yo.
Oh, and hello to Dre Calixto.
Hello.
What's up, Dre?
OMGN says, ang problema sa'yo, tanong ka ng tanong, pero ayaw mo naman ang mga sagot.
Right.
Diba?
Mahal mo ba ako?
Don't ask questions.
Hindi, mahal mo ba ako? Hindi na nga yun.
Hindi nga.
Hindi, o nga. Mahal mo ba ako?
Hindi
kasi
nga,
you can't accept the answer. So hanggat magbago, you just keep asking.
Tanong ng tanong. Let's see here. Kay Alexandria, ang problema sa'yo, wala ka na ngang trabaho. Toma ka pa ng toma every night.
Oh. Diba? Sometimes that's the reason why they drink.
They drink, yeah.
Alam ko na, the saying that you were looking for, ask me no questions and I'll tell you no lies.
Or no.
I love that.
You can't handle the truth.
Yon.
You want the truth? Ano yan?
You want the truth?
Sis Bombay.
No, you want the truth? I deserve the truth? Something like that. You can't handle the truth.
Pero diba, did you know that it's one of the most misquoted?
Yeah, because.
What do they usually quote? Tapos it's actually something else.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth. Parang Star Wars. Luke, I am your father. That wasn't said. That was never said.
Yeah. No, Jack Nicholson never said, never asked, you want the truth. Uh-huh. You can't handle the truth. Parang, ang actual quote niya is, you can't handle the truth lang.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't say, you want the truth. Mm-hmm. Parang ganun. Something like that. Kasi there's this video now on YouTube. Parang one of the top hits.
Misquoted
ano sa movies.
Mm-hmm.
Just like ano, di ba yung Played Again Sam? They never said that.
Beam me up, Scotty.
They never, Captain Kirk never said that phrase.
Really?
Yeah. And yun, yung sa a few.
No, but even in the new Star Trek?
Well, I think he probably
said it in the new one.
And also,
hey, quick hello to Gino Brion and to Ava. They're both tuned in. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Fat Kid Inside says, ang problema sa'yo, napakagaling mo manghiram, pero napakapalpak mong magsolid.
Worse if it's money.
At tapos saka, yung kailangan mo pang ipaalala.
Yun. Diba? Right. Actually, pag ikaw ang nanghiram,
It's your obligation. To give it back.
Pag yung sila pa nagpapaalala sa'yo, dapat nahihiya ka na nun diba? Kasi,
or at least, kung di mo kayang bayaran, let them know.
Oh, yeah.
So they don't expect, diba?
At saka, it's so hard to be the maniningil.
Yep. Kasi parang feeling mo ikaw pa yung
nagahabol. Ikaw yung nagahabol, diba?
And para ikaw pa yung mahihiya na parang baka mamaya sabihin ka pa na kulit naman ito, parang ganyan.
Yeah, pero dapat, that's their responsibility.
Uh-oh.
Especially exactly. Most of them promise na I'll pay you ganyan.
Sa kunyari, if I say, I'll pay you tomorrow, pag malapit na yung tomorrow, tapos wala pa rin, you tell them na parang, I don't think I can make it.
I don't have money yet.
Pero in my experience, those people who do that, don't pay.
Which one?
Yung ganon, yung they don't bother. I remember kasi that happened to me.
They'll try to get away with it if they can.
Yeah.
Ilad Villanueva says, ang problema sa'yo, feeling mo lahat ng lalaki na gumagawa ng mabuti para sa'yo, automatic gusto ka.
Although,
they're just nice guys.
Although there is some truth to that.
Ako rin medyo, yeah.
Medyo may ano yan kasi.
Konti.
You'll just know.
It's not always true.
Yeah. But more often than not, there is truth in it.
Marvin Dabu says, ang problema sa'yo, di mo pinapansin yung effort ko. Pinagluto kita ng sinigang, sabi mo, wow, ang sarap ng nilaga. Ang layo nun.
Kasi minsan naman talaga.
Kasi sinigang is supposed to be maasim.
Right.
Didn't you cook something like that or bake something like that that he
must
was making
we remind fun
of?
People
oh.
That I can't
whoops
bake cookies.
What?
No, but that's because I didn't have a good oven. I only had an oven toaster, which is, you know, different.
So now you have an excuse.
Yes.
Yeah. And the top way to complete the statement, ang problema sa'yo, comes from Malyuth.
Malyuth says,
ang problema sa'yo, kung gaano kataas ang standards mo, ganun naman kababa ang face value mo.
Bad combination!
Pero that's an occurrence. Huh? There are guys and girls who you feel like their confidence, it's not even confidence, parang they don't, they think they're too pretty, but
yeah,
they're not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's just how things are. Na parang maybe they have to sort of
negate.
Yeah.
Or guys who feel like they're so guapo or they're the, you know, guys.
Kasi, skeptic. Diba, we always said some, it rin naman na parang minsan nadadaan mo sa confidence.
Sa confidence.
And some parents din kasi are guilty of this eh. Na parang
they tell
alam
them,
nila na
oh,
hindi naman ganun kaano yung anak nila. But obviously, because of your love as a mother yeah, or a father, then you keep telling them na parang, oh, you are the cutest, ano. So, growing up, if that's cemented into your head.
You know where you see that the most on TV? American Idol.
Yeah.
Mm. When the parents say, di ba yung they get rejected, yeah, and then everyone can see how bad they were, and then the mom or the dad goes, no, I don't understand. She's
and they're
so
like,
good.
They're crazy. You're so good.
But
I think, you can't exactly fault them also
because
it's out of love. But
no,
sometimes
minsan
parang,
nasa tenga rin. They're not good with... like for them, parang...
For them, it sounds nice.
Nasa tono naman siya. No, parang
sabagay,
ganun. So I guess...
Oh, what about you guys?
Okay, what about us?
Ang problema sa'yo...
Oh, sige ako. Mauna ako. Ang problema sa'yo... Sobrang higpit ng schedule mo. Yan, di tuloy namin ikaw mag-guest sa show.
Well.
Yun ang problema sa'yo. Other than that, wala eh. Parang perfect. Eh.
Oh.
Jesus! Parang pitch, perfect.
Oh, di ba?
Ang problema sa'yo, masyado mong mahal sarili mo.
Oh. Oh.
Tapos magpapanggap ka na hindi mo mahal sarili mo para mahalin ka ng iba.
Oh my God!
Intense.
Oo nga, puro intense to. Where will I go?
Ang problema sa'yo, hindi ka puti.
Problema yon. Don't worry.
Oh, that's not me.
Ikaw puti ka.
Puti ka naman. Puti ka. It's okay,
Cooper. Half lang yan. Ang problema sa'yo...
Because you have to think of somebody.
Oo nga eh,
that's the only way
part
na you'll be able to...
I thought of somebody.
I know.
We know you thought of somebody.
Kailangan ba heartfelt?
Do you want it to come from a place of hatred or love?
Hindi, kasi tanong mo ulit. Ano yung tanong mo?
Kailangan ba heartfelt?
Hindi, sige. Gusto namin yung fake.
Yung plastic lang.
Ang gusto namin yung plastic
yun yung gusto namin eh.
Hindi, ang problema sa'yo, nakalimutan mo magkaibigan tayo.
Ah! Nako.
Lahat may na. May pinaghuhugutan.
Hindi mo ako tinanong eh. Nagalit ka kagad, hindi mo pa alam.
Sige na nga, magpapaalam na ako. Pwede ko bang kunin si Chico sa'yo?
Sige. Sige lang.
Kasi minsan nakakalimutan ko, magkaibigan tayo.
Bibigay ko lang siya sa'yo kung you're lonely.
Well,
are you lonely?
Because I need the antidote.
You're lonely. It's in his panty.
And we know that.
All right, guys, we gotta go.
Yes, we have to go. And we'll see you again.
And
tomorrow.
Say no to Throwback Thursdays, okay?
Ay, pala.
That's my advocacy.
I have to start researching muna.
Ayan, yun ang advocacy ko.
I'll
no
rummage
to
through my
Throwback
stuff,
Thursdays. I hate Thursday now.
All right, we gotta go. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
See you guys tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.